Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, we're a little bit late today. Sorry about that, boys and girls. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiggers. Humpty Dumpty Day edition. I forgot to say that. Yeah, Wednesday, halfway there. It's the 24th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, I got to start off Hump Day with Pokemon. That's because nobody's playing it as much as they used to. Ha ha! Now, you might remember Pokemon Go rolled out a new update just this week, on Monday, and that may have been a good idea, because people, they're just not playing it like they were. And a lot of people are saying they're not playing the game anymore because of so many damn bugs in the thing. According to Bloomberg, and trust me, these are people that know numbers, and from their data sources of Sensor Tower, SurveyMonkey, they're all showing that Pokemon Go's active users and downloads are, they're in a very big, steep decline. How big of a decline? Well, the active user count in the U.S. alone on July 24th was around 40 million. August 18th, that dropped to about 28 million. At least now knowing this data, when you and I are walking down the street, we can see a lot less people looking down and actually looking up at the world. Lots of swirling rumors with Lyft right now. And those of you who don't know what Lyft is, that's another one of those ride-sharing app services thingies. Anyways, there's been a lot of rumors apparently over on their side saying, yo, we're for sale, you can buy us. But in the New York Times yesterday, Lyft is disputing these reports, saying that the company is no way and no how for sale. Now, before, the New York Times actually reported that Lyft tried to sell itself to Apple, then they tried to hop on over to Google, and then they tried to go to Amazon, and then maybe they tried Uber. I guess all of that failed. But apparently now the company's saying, hey, hang on. We got $1.4 billion in the bank. We are desperate for cash. Sounds like to me they're saving a little face because they tried to sell themselves not once, not twice, not three, not four, but about five times, and it all failed. Mac people, Microsoft Office 64-bit is now ready for you. We heard about this way back in April, and finally now it's arrived for us. The update right now is currently rolling out to those that are running Microsoft's Productivity Suite on OS X, so you might be wanting to look out for that. Of course, with this update now, Microsoft Office 2016 for Mac is becoming permanently available only in 64-bit. And Microsoft's saying it will actually boost performance and allow for new features. Actually, Microsoft, Apple has been 64-bit for quite a while now. It's nice of you that you just finally joined the party. Public Wi-Fi networks, one of the crowdest places you can find. Other than the damn mall you're in, of course. Sometimes those Wi-Fi networks, they just crawl. Because they got every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the things. Plus, gosh knows how many hackers are just waiting. Researchers at MIT, however, though, might be taking away our frustrations with public Wi-Fi. They've actually come up with a way to boost wireless network speeds by cleverly coordinating multiple routers. The new technology is called Mega Mimo 2.0. Sounds like a Pokemon character, sorry. Mega Mimo! And will not only make Wi-Fi speeds about three times faster, it will also effectively double its range. Now, if you're not familiar with this or it sounds a little new to you, this technology works by sending multiple data signals over the same radio channel to increase transmission speeds. Then with Mega Mimo 2.0, it cleverly coordinates multiple access points. Then it boosts its speeds and signal strength without degrading the signal. I know, it sounds all technical, I don't get it either. Basically what it does, it makes our lives a little easier. Unfortunately, it'll probably be a little bit before our lives become a little easier, so be prepared in the coming future to keep banging your damn phone against the table because your Wi-Fi signal sucks. And finally, gotta go talk about North Korea today. And of course, Kim Jong-un, who's probably the only guy if he actually does listen to this show because nobody else can get access to it. Well, apparently Kim Jong-un is feeling a little depressed that North Korea doesn't have North Korea Netflix. So much in fact that North Korea has decided to make their own Netflix. It's called Mangbang. At least I hope that's how you say it because it's spelled out as Manbang. That just doesn't sound right. Anyways, now with Mangbang, North Korean citizens can now watch all the lovely propaganda that they want all the time now. Now, the service, of course, is just limited to North Korea. No surprise there. And the content, it isn't anywhere near the scale of Netflix. But they do have some documentaries on there, according to all the history about North Korean leaders. And they're hoping that in the near future, they'll have educational programs in both English and Russian. Probably have Putin on there going, "Thank you for watching North Korea." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the BTN shows. Get subscribed to them over there or subscribe over at iTunes as well. British Tech Network, that is our place on Facebook. Get over there, like our page. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget, Swagger, 1G only. Thank you. And of course, our BTN community, you can find them at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. I'm sorry to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, there will not be a Thursday show tomorrow, but I'm sure you kind of already guessed that already. But we'll do what we kind of been doing over the last few weeks. I'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours for a Friday installment. I can't wait either. But until then, I guess I'm going to have to get out my phone, go outside, start getting a little bit more Pokemon, see if I can find Mega Mimo 2 to add to my collection. Anyways, hope you have a great Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.